fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 26th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline this morning has to do with what happens tomorrow. Excuse me. I had to sneeze. In the United States Senate hearing for confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh, they have chosen a female prosecutor, a woman. Her name is Rachel Mitchell. I think I got that right. Rachel Mitchell, 26-year veteran of being a prosecuting attorney specializing in sex crimes. It is the perfect choice. Senator Grassley and the other senators want to maintain decorum, maintain order, have this event be given the dignity and the respect that it should have. I'm pretty sure what the outcome is going to be. I've been investigating crimes myself since 1973 when I investigated my first murder case, and it turned to a circus. But I do know that when the victim can't tell you when the alleged crime happened, when the victim can't tell you where the alleged crime happened, when the victim's witnesses say they don't know what she's talking about, it's going to be pretty much a big zero. That's what I expect. A proper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody, if you don't already, to maintain a reserve of cash at home. That would be a mix of tens and twenties, some $100 bills, obviously, and coins. The possibility of a decrease of a currency being recalled and new currency being issued during a rapid deflationary inflationary situation is what I meant to say. If they recall the currency, they probably would not recall the $1 bills and the $5 bills, and they would not definitely recoil coins. I would suggest $1 coins just for being handy. Rolls of $1 coins, I think they come 50 to a roll. If I'm not mistaken, that would be $50 per roll. They have no collector's value, by the way. That's a fantasy. Current issue one coins of any kind, except nickels. I think nickels still have nickel in them. Have no collector value of any consequence. We're going to hope. Well, Professor McCanny may call in, and if he does,
John, I'm here.
Oh, Jim, you are here. Well, great.
I was listening to you quietly in the corner here.
Listening to me quietly in a corner. Well, thank you. Professor James McCanny, astrophysicist, mathematician, radio talk show host, author, and proprietor of the excellent website that's linked at my website. Okay, Jim. Well, this obviously the big news is what's going to happen tomorrow in the Senate subcommittee hearing, Senate committee hearing, I should say, regarding Brett Kavanaugh. It's, I don't know if you saw the footage of what was taking place a couple of weeks ago, but people were pretending to be innocent observers when, in fact, they were there to cause havoc in the hearing room. They would stand up and start shouting things and swearing and holding up signs until they could be removed by security officers. And then the next one would do the same thing a few minutes later. Hopefully they'll avoid that circus tomorrow. What do you think, sir?
I doubt it. I think that the disruption, the Democrats will make sure this is the biggest Barnum and Bailey sideshow you ever saw, because this is their only hope of trying to gain their blue wave for the upcoming election. That's what this is all about. But you also forgot in mentioning the woman's credibility issue is that she had a history of being drunk out of her mind, in which clearly she was at this particular day when she alleges something happened to her. And right. They took the yearbook down from this girl's school, high school, and they had pictures of her in there with her friends, and they were talking about drinking to the point where they couldn't remember the next day. And that was the big goal, that if you could not remember the next day anything from the day before, then you had achieved success in their, and that's what it said in their yearbook. And this was taken offline, but somebody was able to capture it, and I saw it.
Well, I got some follow up to that, Jim. It doesn't matter. This is a exclusive private school for teenagers that this girl went to. It was an all girls school, wasn't it? I don't recall specifically.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Typically for a yearbook publication, there's going to be a student committee of writers and photographers overseen by a member of the staff of the administration of the school. Usually it's going to be an English instructor or journalism instructor. Nothing goes in that yearbook without the express consent of the instructor in charge of the students, which means the school both had knowledge of and gave at least implied consent to the activities of the girls by allowing this to be published in the school yearbook, which tells me a lot about the culture of the school, the beliefs of the administrators and the instructors, that this kind of activity was given open consent and openly tolerated to have these things published in the school yearbook. Why, if a parent was considering having their child in this school and they saw this yearbook, why would they go ahead and proceed and allow their child to be a member of that student body, Jim?
Well, there's a very simple answer to that. Just a second. John, that I have lived in areas where, let's put it this way, boating is an activity, and the summertime boating, this is the rich crowd. So they hang out at the high-end clubs. The kids live in this culture, and the parents live in this party culture. And let's just put it this way, it can get pretty wild. So the kids are left to their own devices. The parents are off partying. The big boats, the kids get to use the boats, and it's just party, party, party. And she worked at one of these dockside resorts. And you know, it's everybody's having a great time, but to come out, you know, 35 years later and make a claim that, oh my goodness, there was something sexual going on here. It's like, that's all that was going on, was drinking and sex and partying, and that was what was going on. My goodness, and now we're all shocked that there were parties going on where people were drunk. Let me tell you something, and I have seen situations like this, with big boating communities, and it's very common. So, no surprise here.
In addition, from the photographs I've seen, this woman as a teenage young lady was a fairly petite. It doesn't take a whole lot of alcohol to get a petite teenage female very thoroughly intoxicated.
Yeah, well, she couldn't remember how she got there, where it was. And this is a small community. You know, it might be in kind of big city area, but this is a very small community. She couldn't remember where she was. All she remembers is that it was close to a certain, I think, golf club.
Country club.
And actually, some people went online and did some research and think they found the actual house. And it just happened to be the house of this guy that looked like Brett Kavanaugh. And she's insisting that it wasn't. But anyway, yeah, the corroboration is an important part of any case. And all of the people she claims were there all say they weren't. And so she has no corroboration, I think. That is the biggest issue, in addition to the fact she can't tell you even what year it was, let alone where it was, or anything. And if you live in a small community like I grew up in, like many of us did, to imagine that you could not remember your friend's house or anything about it is ludicrous. I can still remember all my friends' houses when I was little, from the time I could first go up to my first friend's house and spend an afternoon, you know, when I was 4 years old.
Right.
I could remember everybody's houses and where it was, and today I could go there and point at it.
Right. Well, hopefully, I have a high level of confidence that this hearing tomorrow will go the way that it should go, which is this woman making a complete fool of herself, and then a vote on Friday to confirm Judge Kavanaugh to be our next Supreme Court justice. That's the outcome I expect, Jim. How about you?
Well, yeah, I never predict the future, but I would weigh heavy on that side also. But also then we have the second and alleged third accuser coming in, and of course, notwithstanding the Stormy Daniels attorney jumping into the show with some secret person that he claims is credible.
There'll be nobody. There's no other witnesses. There are going to be no other accusers. That's all behind us, Jim. There's going to be.
But the point is,
Dr. Ford will be it. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the issue is that everybody is trying to jump in to get a 15 minutes of fame out of this. But that just, I think the stepping back from this, it's really, really going to damage the women who are real victims and that are trying to get credible, you know, observation of real problems.
Right.
The Me Too movement that's been taken over by Hollywood, which they all knew about. So the end problem here that I see, and the news media is just beginning to wake up to it, is that real women with real issues are going to have a very much harder time in the future because of this, and the politicizing of these events, and that's what's going on here, just this amazing rhetoric that's come back and forth. Absolutely amazing. But make no mistake, this is a ploy right before the elections to stall Judge Kavanaugh. And even if you step farther back, there's a lot of people in the Democratic Party that have some really dirty laundry out there. And this election, that's one of my talking points I wanted to mention today, is this election is going to have unprecedented cheating on the Democratic side. Unprecedented at the local level, and the 11 different ways of cheating is just going to be rampant, because if they don't pull off this election in some kind of fashion, it literally could be the end of the chaotic Democratic Party, because they're in absolute chaos.
I'll make that prediction, is that it will be the end. We will maintain majority in the House and the Senate, and that will be the end of them in terms of having any being an effective force. Jim, I've in my capacity as a concealed carry instructor, prior to Missouri having a concealed carry permit system, almost all my female students in the 80s and 90s and into the early 2000s, before we had concealed carry permits, were all victims of violent crime. The women who've been through that, the victims of violent crime, they're different. They have different attitudes towards life. They have different attitudes towards men. They have different attitudes towards the law and law enforcement. And last but not least, most importantly, they told me privately that they would never, ever be a victim again. And damn the law, if I can't carry a pistol legally, I'm going to carry one anyway, because I will never, ever again be a victim. So I've dealt with these women one-on-one, Jim, and my heart went out to them, and I gave them the best instruction I could to make sure they had a good basic knowledge of proper handgun handling and safety and marksmanship and the ability to defend their innocent life so that they would never again be a victim. So you're right. Incidents like this woman and her allegations does cause harm to the women who are bona fide victims of violent crime. That is harmful. We're not the only ones pointing this out. There's been other people, especially on Fox News and other mainstream outlets, pointing out how this does cause harm to the women who are bona fide victims of violent crime.
John, I should mention one other thing, and it's literally that men are victims of what you might call, especially women who go after men and then are rejected and then turn it, and there's all kinds of other cases, or are gold diggers, or the men are victimized by this too, although they don't go running around forming organizations over this. They are rather silent victims, and in society today, nobody cares if a man is victimized. And we should put more emphasis on the women, I think. Men kind of take it on the chin and move on in a lot of cases, but it still is damaging to their, and this is a real indication of a case like that, where there's serious damage being done, and not just stepping back completely, but this goes both ways.
Well, it does, and I've investigated cases where men were wrongly accused of rape. And that kind of accusation, which has no foundation in reality, is incredibly harmful for all the obvious reasons. We had a U.S. congressman locally, Todd Akin. He made a statement publicly about women making false accusations of rape, and he's a true patriot. Todd is a personal friend of mine. In fact, I still have the security code to get into his premises. The Country Club Republicans turned on him, all the Democrats, the media, and it was the end of his career simply for making a true statement. But I know for a fact, Jim, that if you interview any emergency room doctor with more than a few years' experience, they'll tell you that there's false accusations of rape all the time. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of September, visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live into the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroad. And then it re-airs many times after that in the next couple of days. All the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page. And that's 17 years and ongoing. Also, I have my paid cast, weekly science update, and that is $3.95 per month. And you can sign up for that also on my webpage. So that's it, John.
All right. Any heads up on what your shows are going to be about tomorrow, Jim?
Well, John, I wanted to follow up last week at the end of the show. We ran out of time. Some woman called in and said there were microwaves being beamed around the planet by some unknown entity that are knocking out hurricanes. And I had absolutely no idea what this woman was talking about. So I looked into what she was talking about. You had sent me an email. And first of all, people, do not, please, let me say it about 1,000 times, please, do not get science from YouTube. If it's science, don't get it from YouTube, please. And then please don't call this show or any show that I'm on referring to something you found on YouTube relative to science. If you want to fix your bike, go to YouTube. You know, if you want to, you know, see, you know, but as far as history or archaeology or other things, and especially science, do not get it from YouTube. What this, some joker, and that's the best word I can use on the air, was claiming that they see microwaves in these. Now, let me explain what they are. They're images of water in the air, in the Earth's water content in the Earth's atmosphere down at the troposphere. And these are satellite photos, basically, different types of imagery, some of them different technologies. But sometimes, many times, as the data frames are changing, some of the data just gets scrambled, and they present these bizarre patterns. That's all you can say. And they look kind of like a radiative pattern, but they're the data that normally would be there is just kind of all distorted. And it's a common thing. It's common throughout all of weather reporting, and some joker is taking this and claiming that he's found locations where these, so something is being beamed around the planet to stop hurricanes. It is just absolutely ludicrous. It reminds me back in the old Planet X days, there was a SOHO satellite, the one of NASA's solar observatory satellites, one of the first ones. And when a planet would be in the view, it would put a line through it. And if it was real bright, there might be a couple little lines. And people were saying, that's an alien spaceship by the sun, you know, and this was going around. Right. And so it's the same thing. It's an artifact. That's the proper term. It's an artifact of the imaging process. And so here we have, again, some complete goofball running around YouTube saying that there are aliens beaming microwaves around the world to try and save us or something. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to follow up. And please, don't get any science from YouTube. That is the last place on the planet that you should try and find anything credible regarding science, etc. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Jim, I was wondering if you were aware of and had an opinion about the recent increased geothermal activity in Yellowstone. I've seen a few credible reports about steam vents popping up here and there. I was wondering if you had a take on this.
Well, it's an active area. It's like the recent bit of activity at the Hawaiian volcano. These are the world's most active volcanic regions, and they come and go. You know, Yellowstone, I've said before, they have to drain the lake there. It's imperative.
Right, right.
But no, it's a geologically active area. And so, once again, no surprise here. It's just that we don't know when this thing is going to blow. And the government geologists, their modus operandi is to make some claims so that they can get their name in the paper, but they sit back and eat donuts at the office. They really don't do anything. It's like climate scientists. They can go on for years and years talking about climate change, but they don't talk about what to do with the water that's flowing off of Greenland in Antarctica. When is the last time you heard an actual solution come out of those people? No, that's just about getting more funding. But, yeah, Yellowstone is an active area.
I heard someone suggest that the caldera itself would not blow, but that it would be connected to various volcanoes underground.
Well, it is. Once again, no surprise there. Yeah.
No surprise there. Glenn, thank you for the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th day of September. Our latest image of, this is a map of the world with different coastlines, was found. My friend Dan found it at the full-size replica of Noah's Ark in Kentucky at the display there. And let's just click on that. And here it is on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. We see North America, and we can see the East Coast is underwater. There's an inland sea stretching all the way up to Lake Michigan. The Gulf Coast gone, underwater. Part of Baja California, part of California itself, and, of course, Pacific Northwest, underwater, as well as parts of Mexico, Central America, and Cuba, and so forth. My friend Dan's been in touch with one of the employees at the exhibit there of Noah's Ark. The employee gave a story that has no relation to rising ocean levels as to why this map was posted. It gave a reference to biblical Christian beliefs, had no reference to what's going to be happening in the future. Fascinating story, and the image is posted there at my website where you can look at it. If you find an image yourself at a movie or a TV show of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, get that image to me, and we'll give you the opportunity to get any one of my five DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, you'll find Energy Clinic for Sale. This is my home business. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. The mattress pads that go with them, they're listed there for sale. Also, keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. So, yes, for $285, you can get yourself an energy cleaner. For a bit more, you can go ahead and get the mattress pad to go with it. And keep in mind the following. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee for me to you personally. You can place your order right there at my website using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. PayPal is great. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, you haven't commented very much on these images that our listeners are finding on movies and TV shows. This latest image kind of caught me off guard from the Noah's Ark exhibit in Kentucky, where they have a map of the world showing different coastlines, Jim. The proprietor, the employee that working there, doesn't have a clue what this map really means, which doesn't surprise me, Jim, because I wrote a note to him, which is going to be forwarded to him, telling him that, in my opinion, somebody above his pay grade is telling him a tall tale as to why this map is actually on display at Noah's Ark there in Kentucky. Do you have any follow-up or response on that, Jim?
Well, you know, it would be something if, especially with Noah's flood, you would expect the coastlines to go farther out, because before the flood, there were, you know, we know that the during the great Noah's flood, which was 40 days and 40 nights of not torrential rain, but the kind of rain that you can't even breathe in for 40 days and 40 nights as we pass through the tail of a comet. And so if you were going to the Noah's Ark exhibit, you would expect the coastlines to be much farther out, not inland more. And so,
here's why I don't know if there were other maps on display or not. There may very well be a map depicting the Earth prior to the flood. This map obviously shows is what will be happening in the future, according to U.S.
In the future,
right? Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, yeah, that was my point also. But
right.
This is a very interesting project, something so subtle. And John, what's the earliest one? This is a kind of a fun fact.
Well,
what's the earliest one that you have?
And this one, and we'll go back, because I want everybody to be able to see this, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side, past machine guns for sale, by the way, to... The earliest one is a magazine article from Look Magazine, I believe it is. See if I can find it. Yeah, Look Magazine, July 1952. So we're looking at quite a while back. And the article has, it's in black and white. The image is North America, lower 48. The article is about flying saucers. It's a black and white image of a map of North America. It is the Navy map with the East Coast underwater, the inland sea, and so forth. And these images of disks superimposed with the town and the state where there were alleged UFO sightings. So that's the earliest one we've found, Jim. And you've mentioned previously you thought there may be images like this and possibly in science fiction movies or comic books going back to even the 40s and even the 30s. So far, nobody's found any image of that sort. So 1952 is the earliest one, Jim, so far.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I predict that someone, because we don't typically watch these movies, that's why I told people to go and actually spend some time, if they could, researching these or just, as people become more aware, somebody might just stumble across one in an old Time magazine or what was the big magazine back when we were kids.
Well, there was Look and Life. The two big ones were Look and Life.
Right, right. look
and,
in life.
And then the weekly magazines, U.S. News and World Report, Newsweek, and Time magazine.
And the Popular Mechanics, magazines like that, that go way back, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Or National Geographic, you know, there's another one that might...
We got some callers. Let's get to our callers here. First, we go to Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John. Hey, Professor McKinney. Just have a quick comment. I believe last week the woman was referring to a system called MIMIC. It's an acronym,
yeah.
But it's from the University of Wisconsin. But supposedly there's different emanations of different electromagnetic, you know, pulses. I don't know much about it, but I think that's what she was referring to, and that was really my only comment.
Okay.
No, I understand that. Yeah, after I went and looked, she was talking about the water images at MIMIC. Yeah, but when she called in, it was like, what is she talking about? Microwave being beamed around the planet, and that's not what's there.
Right.
These are it's just distortion in the data, and it happens every now and then in some of the frames. And it's not microwaves being beamed around the planet to stop hurricanes. It's just distortion in the data. That's my point.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate your feedback because there's other radio show hosts who speak about this as if it's, you know, different factions of people who have control, different, like say, like the governments and so. But either way, we appreciate your perspective on this, the distortion of data. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, Thomas, thank you for the call. Next, we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I just wanted to point out, and this always happens with these men-women issues, as in the Kavanaugh case, the arbitrary selectiveness of the feminists, who in one moment would want total absolute equality, and the next minute they want sexual differences to be respected and all the rest. You know, when you think about your fraternity days and high school days, you know, there's a lot of tomfoolery among the boys, you know, mooning, right, and some of that other stuff. And by the way, you know, Rand Paul, he was up to some of that college hijinks. If you ever look into it, he somewhat like him and his buddies kind of kidnapped a girl, maybe threw her in the trunk, had her smoke some bong hits out of the Aqua Buddha. It's very funny. Collegian prankster type stuff, and it should be taken as what it is, and all in good fun, you know. And so with Kavanaugh, in his case, I suggest he just says, you know, back in those days, we weren't trained with college sensitivity courses and on respect for girls. It was all just like the wild West days of the 80s.
Yeah, but I mean, see, in today's hypersensitive environment, saying anything, I believe he said the right thing. He was, and I myself was like this when I was growing up. I was maybe sheltered or whatever, but I was a very serious student, and I was afraid of girls, you know, whatever in high school. But you know, that was not a big issue with me. My thing was doing just like what he did. I was in sports. I was studying. I was going to interviews. My friends would laugh at me in the summertime. They'd go, hey, let's go out and do something. I said, well, I'm working on this math problem. And they'd laugh at me, you know. But there are people like that who are just serious from the time they were young. And right. So he said right. The, you know, the exact right thing, that's the way he was. He had an interview. And I saw pretty much all of that interview. And he said, that's the way I was. I was not at parties and drinking and all of that, et cetera. And she went into a little bit more into his personal sex life and history, you know, that, you know, you would expect. But there is also the issue, and this comes up, and this is a good point, that don't judge, you know, 20, 30, 50 years ago by today's standards, and especially by hypersensitive standards of today of political correctness or whatever. And sexual assault is not politically correct. I'm not saying that. But what was going on at these parties constantly was all sorts of what you might call debauchery. And so for somebody to single out an event that they can't even remember is a stretch. Right. You know, when this was going on a daily basis in this community, that was my point at the very beginning, that this was not like some isolated event. These kids lived in Party City, and their parents did. And even the parents who were interviewed said it was different back then. Things have calmed down now, but it was a wild place with boating. If you've ever been around a boating community where the people are wealthy, and it's all of the clubs and the boat clubs where the boats come in, and they're drinking on the boats and at the place, and then they all go out in the boats, and, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's, there's, you know, there's no, it's the law of the Old West, you know.
Okay. Paul, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'll say something, too. It's unfortunate, John, that all of us have to, you know, weigh in on this. It's not something I like talking about, but I think there has to be some balance in the reporting that people are seeing in the mainstream media. But the real issue here is when it became politicized with Feinstein. And, you know, once again, I'll repeat, this woman did not come forward. Dianne Feinstein leaked her name to the press. She woke up one day with press standing on her doorstep.
Right. That's right.
And that's what opened this whole thing up, this giant can of worms. And it was done for political motivations.
Obviously. Clearly and obviously. Our next caller is Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
The man who found the map at Noah's Ark.
Yes, I did. I wish, you know, my hindsight's kicking in. It seems to do that. And I didn't look down in the corner, you know, where paintings are signed by the artist or, you know, some little tag that would say produced by blah, 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 mapping company. I didn't look for any of that. I didn't even think of that. I was so dumbfounded when I saw it. I went, oh my God, look at this. I stumbled on a map. So I would encourage any of your listeners, if they get to go to the Ark, and it's worth going. It's an amazing, amazing attraction. If they go there up on the third floor and they see this great big map of the world, look it over a little closer than I did and get some more pictures to reinforce this thing. And I wanted to ask both of you guys, I'm not a cartographer, a person that makes maps. We've got a cartography center here in the town near where I live, and I'm going to aggravate some of those people that I know about this and take them to your website, John. But looking at the map that I got the picture of, that's not just a topo line that they followed. I mean, it's the same color from the tip of Florida up to Minnesota, you know, in that area. So it's not like it's a gradation of elevations or anything, right, John?
That's right. That's right.
John, I'm looking on your page. I cannot find this. You said something about machine guns, okay? You say machine guns.
Yeah, left side of my homepage. Yeah, we have machine guns for sale. Yeah. When you keep scrolling down on the left side, it's pretty far down. Which image are you thinking? Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way down there. Just to the right of a map of the world, it's near the bottom there.
It's on the right-hand side or the left-hand side?
On the left side. On the left side. If I said right, I was wrong. All those images are all one above the other.
Okay. Yeah, I am not finding this.
Are you using a computer or a telephone, Jim?
Computer.
Okay, well, it should be findable then. It's near the bottom on the left side.
What should I look for? I see like the Northland or
the beginning of that section says global sea level rise, one sense or shadow, and then we start listing the images, beginning with the Vatican, the Godfather movie, and going on down the line.
Oh, and the courtesy of Dan.
Right, that's it. Yep.
Okay.
That's it. And there's two images. Yeah. One North America, only the other the entire map of the world. So, yeah, that's it. Well, Jim, Dan, that was quite a find there, and it obviously caught you off guard, didn't it?
It did. I was jittery when I was taking the pictures. I went, oh my goodness, this is right here in front of me. It's not like a little snippet out of a movie, which they're all valid. I mean, I just love to get.
What are the approximate dimensions of the map at the exhibit?
Oh, 10 feet wide, maybe, and 6-7 foot tall.
Well, that's a good size image, obviously. Well, I'm glad
you had a better camera. It was my intelligent phone I took the picture with.
Well, it's good enough. It's not crystal clear and sharp, but I'm glad you could get far enough away from it to get the full image.
Well, the world one I was disappointed in. I didn't get the flash didn't cover the entire world, but
that's awfully close.
Yeah.
Awfully close. You missed a few time zones, but not many.
Well, what I'm seeing here is this is a topo map. The green is the low-lying land. It shows the world coastlines as they currently are. And then the low-lying lands, like you can see, the Amazon jungle is like, you know, probably green is less than 10-foot elevation. And then the deep brown is the very high elevation. So this
That's
is like
true,
an elevation
yeah.
map.
That's true. What you're saying is true. And that the green areas coincide with the U.S. Navy classified map showing what's going to be underwater.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jim, if you'll notice there, all the way up into Minnesota, it's green. I mean, that's 1,000
right. Mississippi
foot
River Valley, and yes.
You know, St. Louis is 1,000 foot above sea level, roughly.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Darren Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of September. Jim, you're right. These are topographical maps showing low-lying areas and other elevations by color, which also represents what the future coastlines will look like in the future, according to U.S. Navy class briefings.
The other ones simply don't have the land missing.
Exactly.
Like Florida, and this one shows the actual outline that's currently there with the and the coloration is due to the topographic elevation. So green would be, you know, what, below whatever level they have
exactly.
there. I don't know, you know, 50
exactly.
feet, whatever.
Yeah.
But
okay.
but yeah, the other ones you have there are simply missing. The
yeah.
Florida
yeah,
is missing.
Well,
you know,
you know, you substitute blue for green, you got the same map, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thank you, John. You know, this may be the only one where we've actually got feedback from the people that, for all practical purposes, own the map, you know?
Right. Right. It is fascinating. One of my listeners wanted to backtrack to movies made 20, 30, 50 years ago and find out who was responsible for these maps being on these movies and TV shows, and I wished them good luck.
yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. One that's in front of people frequently, Jim, is the wildly popular TV show NCIS, where the director's office has a map of North America with Florida gone and Baja California gone. We've not got a crystal clear version of that map yet, but even the fuzzy image we've got clearly shows no Florida and no Baja California. And I keep making putting that request out there. With all the NCIS episodes, I have a high level of confidence that at one of those episodes, that map will be crystal clear and sharp. We just haven't found it yet.
John, what NCIS, where does that take place?
Florida. I believe it's Florida is where they're headquartered.
So their office would not be there if that
well,
map
that's true.
Correct.
That's true also. I'm not an NCIS fan. There's probably about one out of four Americans watch the show. I mean, it's incredibly popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even have a TV.
Well, I haven't had TV for 15 years now, and I quite frankly don't miss it. I have access to watching a lot of television on the internet as, you know, news programs, typically Fox News if I need to watch something. But I don't miss it either.
Yeah. John, I wanted to quick mention something here. It came out in CNN today, the fake news CIA-controlled news, but anyway, they're saying that the upper atmosphere was damaged in World War II by bombing, and some scientists
Are you serious?
Have.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, and I'm like, boy, somebody is digging for some funding, or I don't know what, you know, a reason for existence, but to claim that, yeah, the upper atmosphere was damaged by World War II bombing is beyond ludicrous.
It is.
And,
it is. That's very strange. Very strange.
Well,
it's been
a
fast hour, Jim.
I want people to get out and take part in this upcoming election, John.
We need to encourage it. Yes, sir. Get out and vote. This next election is incredibly important. Thank you, Jim.
You will be voting against cheating at an unprecedented level. You have to get out and vote. Every vote is going to count.
Thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.